inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, some encouragement and ideas for new gardeners hoping to grow their own and supplement those now less frequent trips to the grocery store. And with us online is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Let's start off with a question from a listener. And Jenny writes, hi, could you do a COVID victory garden episode for first-time gardeners who want to start growing a backyard or container food garden?
Would love to. I mean, backyard, front yard, cover up the lawn. Yeah, reduce the lawn and grow something tasty, edible is a great thing to be doing now. Well, anytime, truly. But having that fresh produce, very short distance from the plants, from the farm to the consumer is what we're aiming for here. Because it is a challenge, and getting to be a challenge sometimes to find those really fresh vegetables.
Now, where did the origin of Victory Garden come from? Where did that start?
I've at least found references back to World War I, maybe more famously in World War II, where Eleanor Roosevelt had a garden at the White House. Having a garden at home, folks, where they didn't have to go back and forth, and there was rationing, at least during World War II, of essential supplies. Part of this was to contribute to the war effort. Part of it was to have more local foods, I guess, just like now. Some of that has continued, and some of it kind of went by the wayside, but I know with more people are staying home and have a little more time for gardening.
Yeah, this segment, it's usually kind of geared to people who've already kind of got their foot in the yard or foot in the pool, so to speak. They've already got a little bit of experience. But Jenny sounds like she's...
Hands in the dirt, Matt.
Okay. But Jenny sounds like she's just starting out. So what would you suggest for her?
So starting small first. And I think we're going to share a raised box recipe, which... folks could start with like a 4x8 foot box in the backyard or the front yard. Put some cardboard down on top of the lawn and the weeds and whatever is out there. Build a box, fill it with soil. There's lots of good stuff. You can grow all the greens you can possibly eat. And if you supplement that perhaps with a few pots on a deck or something like that, maybe for some herbs to spice things up, that works very well also. So, but again, starting small to see how much the new gardener can take care of and how much they enjoy having their hands in the dirt. And of course, if there's some young people, some kids around to help with the planting and the digging in the dirt and finding worms and all that is a good thing too.
Should they start with seeds right away or should they wait a while until it starts getting a little bit warmer?
Well, if they've got the soil ready, and again, I'm always recommending warming the soil, you know, use some clear plastic on top of it, or just as soon as they get their box filled. Then some of the earliest stuff we can be planting now, kale right now, carrots very soon. Peas I just planted, lettuce seeds, Swiss chard, and other cool weather leafy greens. And again, looking at the packages, but again, if we can warm the soil with a few hoops with some clear plastic over them, then again, we can push the season. So yeah, seeds or starts are locally available now too. So do a little checking around and read the labels on those plants, which should also tell the new gardener, the experienced gardener, what conditions they want and potentially how long from planting time or seeding time to harvest time.
Should there be any sort of gravel or anything else at the bottom of those pots or those containers?
No. I know the old recommendations were put some gravel or some broken up crockery or something like that in the bottoms. The best recommendation these days for containers, which would include a big box on the ground, we don't put a different material in the bottom. We actually want a uniform soil like top to bottom pretty much. The water actually drains better through that all the way to the bottom. If it's in pots, you could put something like some fine screen over the holes just so the soil doesn't get washed out of them.
Anything interesting or particular to those Victory Gardens in World War II and World War I as far as types of vegetables that people just kind of grew what they like to eat?
Yeah, that's kind of important. I mean, I don't grow but a handful of radishes for my wife because I don't need very many of those. If you're not going to eat it, don't grow it, other than a few flowers, of course. If folks are thinking about wanting to store food, you know, having longer term, then potatoes pretty much are the number one crop in Alaska. There aren't too many people other than those who are giving up carbohydrates for some reason, might not grow potatoes. But the root crops in general produce more poundage, but they take longer to mature. Having some leafy greens in there, quick salad greens and that sort of thing, and high nutrition with nice deep green colors, greens or some of the reds if you're getting into Swiss chard or red lettuce and others, which are, you know, a little more nutritious than the straight green ones. Plant the stuff you're going to eat is really the number one consideration.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. If you have a question about garden and yard care, or if you also like to tell us about a recent success that you had, then go to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk. You can also sign up for the podcast there in case you missed the broadcast.
Plant your rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarsky is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donable.biz.